If you're ready to elevate your driving experience, the first ever Kia K4 is worth a closer look. It combines style and performance with a sleek, futuristic design featuring Star Map LED headlights and an available panoramic display for unforgettable looks. SiriusXM comes standard in every Kia K4, bringing you closer to what you love. Plus, with an available 190 horsepower turbocharged engine, the Kia K4 delivers everything driving enthusiasts crave. Learn more at kia.com/K4.
Lights are going up, excitement all around. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. People throwing parties, ugly sweaters everywhere. Holiday swag lined up for the best time of the year. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, one of the most impressive achievements of the sporting year came in the lesser covered discipline of ultramarathon when 42-year-old Camille Herron smashed a dozen world records at the same event back in March. But her lap of honour later transformed into pretty much a walk of shame. I'm joined by Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, who has the story. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I never heard of her. Tell me more.
Well, this is interesting. So I basically picked her because she was born on Christmas Day, Camille Herron. And it turns out, once I started doing a bit of digging, it was one of the most sensational and scandalous stories of 2024 that totally passed me by. So Camille Herron, born on the 25th of December, 1981, in Oklahoma. She had played basketball from a young age, then moved to long distance running in high school. She earned a scholarship to the University of Tulsa in Oklahoma, but sustained a number of stress factors which curtailed her athletics career for a number of years, goes back to focus on her degree, and in the final year of her degree, she rediscovered her passion through the help of her coach and future husband, Connor Holt. He's important later. So she then goes to the University of Oregon. She earns a Master's of Science in Exercise and Sports Science, all the while continuing her impressive exploits on the track. She ran three times in the US Olympic Marathon time trials, earning a personal best in the 2012 trials. Also in 2012, she broke the Guinness World Record for a female athlete running a marathon in a superhero costume.
What is she dressed as?
Spider-Woman at the Route 66 Marathon. The images are pretty cool.
Now, the true passion in her life was yet to emerge.
Yeah, ultramarathons. Have you ever heard of these?
I presume they're very long marathons. I mean, I've heard of triathlons. These are even more demanding.
Yeah, so it's a term given to any race that's longer than the traditional marathon length of 42 kilometres or 26.2 miles. So they usually cover distances of 50 kilometres.
Which is just above the marathon distance. But then there are longer ones.
Yeah, 100 kilometres and 100 miles. So I don't know if I fancy that. And they also generally take place on off-road, cross-country or mountainous routes. The toughest variant is the last one standing variant, where competitors all run to complete the laps of the same route until only one runner can complete it.
This is like They Shoot Horses, Don't They? The movie you might remember about marathon dancing.
Yes.
At the time of the Depression. Anyway, she did well.
She did incredibly well. So she won her first in 2015, having only just taken it up. In 2017, she became just the third American ever to win the 55-mile Comrades Marathon in South Africa, and then won the Spartathlon, which is a 153-mile race in Greece. She's the first athlete, both male or female, to have won both. And the pinnacle came this year in March. So she sponsored, well, we find out about this, but her sponsor, Lululemon, she became an ambassador for them in 2023. And they organized the further event in the Coachella Desert in California, which is a six-day race. These are very important historically. They predate the marathon and even the Olympics. You just run as far as you can for 6 days. And she set 11 world records in total and also achieved a world's best in the six-day race that's certified by the International Association of Ultra Runners, or the IAU.
Okay, so she broke all these records in one particular endeavor.
Yes.
And wearing the badge of Lululemon on her back.
Yeah, and The Guardian have a great sort of breakdown of her just sending the records tumbling one by one throughout the weekend. It's quite a good read.
Now, the problem was that this representative body for ultramarathon running decided they'd no longer keep official records of six-day events. Why?
Well, so she confesses that she's a self-confessed ultramarathon historian. So she claims to have pushed for that further event because the six-day race is so significant to the marathon, and they were really popular in the 19th century in Madison Square Garden, for instance. There's some really good accounts of how crazy those were. But back in 2021, the IAU announced they'd no longer keep these records, as you say. And Heron went and did an interview this year after her record with the Free Trail podcast with Dylan Bowman, voicing her kind of amazement and astonishment that the governing body would so recklessly meddle with the facts and records of the sport's history.
Yeah, I mean, why?
There is so much history. Like, why would you delete it, sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, there were a bunch of us that were advocating to bring it back. It just made no sense. I feel like the IAU is a bit out of touch with where the sport is now and the marketing of the sport, the opportunities to, you know, help promote it. I mean, the 6 days has so much history behind it. And I've just always wanted to bring it back to the forefront. And so I guess that was back in 2021 when they tried to axe it. And several of us like were very vocal about like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Now, all so far is glory, glory, glory. Where does the shame come in?
Well, after Pride, etc. So shortly after her stunning performance at that six-day event, there were a few interesting edits appearing on her Wikipedia page, as well as those of other ultramarathon runners, her rivals, so to speak. So the pages of Kilian Jornet and Courtney DeWalter had in their respective intros the phrase, widely regarded as one of the world's best trail runners, that was now deleted on the grounds that the descriptions were nothing more than puffery. While in the same breath, Heron's page now classified her as widely regarded as one of the greatest ultramarathon runners of all time. There are also descriptors like legendary, prestigious, steely toughness also appearing suddenly on her page. Canadian Running, a publication in Canada, did an investigation into this, and they found that all these edits had been made by an account named Run D. Bowie, an account that was linked to Heron's email and Connor Hult's IP address. Another account, Tempo Run 73, which was also linked to them, had been banned in February for breaching Wikipedia's policy on conflicts of interest. Run Bowie had also deleted reference to Danish runner Stina Rex's world record for the 6 day in September, the one that Heron had but was broken by the Danish runner. And in total, Canadian Running discovered that since 2017, Heron's two Wikipedia accounts have made more than 300 contributions to pages on the site.
So they were burnishing her reputation and downgrading the reputations of others.
Yeah, so a little bit of Wikipedia vandalism, going straight in to rub it in the face and correct the record, which she was so disgusted by on the IAU's behalf.
So what happened then to her after this shame was revealed?
So Connor Hult takes the bullet, he comes forward, takes full responsibility.
He's married to her at this point.
Yes, yeah. And he claimed that Heron had nothing to do with this. She was unawares, claimed he'd acted to defend her from, quote, constant bullying, harassment and accusations she had endured in her running career, which had severely impacted her mental health. Rex's record, Stina Rex's in the 6 day, as well as a 24-hour record set by Japan's Miho Nakata, also remain unratified because of complaints made apparently by Heron about the conduct of those races. So I would raise some doubts as to whether or not she knew about the edits being made.
Now, there's a global organization of multi-day marathoners and it has a president called Trishul Cherns. And what did Trishul have to say?
Well, it's meant to be such a tight community where everyone pushes each other to the max and everyone knows each other on these circuits. And Trishul Cherns responded to this scandal that in my 46 years of ultramarathoning, I've never seen anyone as talented as Camille, who is so dedicated to creating division and animosity within the ultra running community. And I mentioned earlier that Lululemon was her sponsor. They dropped her as a brand ambassador following the scandal.
So an expensive bit of meddling on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Cameron, fascinating story. Cameron Hill, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
If you're ready to elevate your driving experience, the first ever Kia K4 is worth a closer look. It combines style and performance with a sleek, futuristic design featuring Star Map LED headlights and an available panoramic display for unforgettable looks. Sirius XM comes standard in every Kia K4, bringing you closer to what you love. Plus, with an available 190 horsepower turbocharged engine, the Kia K4 delivers everything driving enthusiasts crave. Learn more at kia.com/K4.